In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know that when you opened your eyes this morning, did you say, "Good morning, Jesus"? Good morning, Holy Spirit? Good morning, Heavenly Father? Oh, yes. Good morning, Holy Spirit. How we need you in our lives today. How we need you in our everyday living so that we can proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. How we need you, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, yes. Do you know that you love today? Do you know that Jesus gave his life for you? And you're saying, "Well, I've heard that before." I'm telling you, it was for you that he gave his life, and he has plans for you. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. I tell you how we need to preach the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. How we need to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are your feet blessed? Are your feet blessed? I tell you, the Bible says, "Blessed are the feet that brings the gospel to the people." Are your feet blessed? Oh, Lord, bless my feet that I would be able to bring the gospel to more people and that they would be filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, bless my feet that I would be able to go and to touch people's lives. Oh, yes, touch people's lives. I tell you, God changes lives. God changes lives. Do you know that today? I was a churchgoer, and I loved God, but I didn't know him. I didn't know him. But that Sunday in August, the last Sunday, I encountered the risen Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit. I encountered the glory of God. Changed my life forever. Changed my life forever. Little did I know that I would be preaching on the radio in 1968. Oh, no, I had no idea of preaching on the radio. We started in 1984 preaching the gospel to people. I remember going to a prophetic conference. John Paul Jackson pointed to me, and he said, "When I look at you, I see a golden megaphone on your mouth, and you're in a little room, and the Lord says you're touching a lot of people." He knew nothing about me. He knew nothing about me. He knew nothing about me. I didn't even dress as a priest. I said, "You're talking about my radio program," or I should say, the Lord's radio program. It's not mine. The only thing I do by the grace of God is to preach and to tell people how much God loves them. I just want you to know today that God loves you. And as long as he is still on the throne of your heart, everything is going to come out all right. Because for those who love God, all things work together for the good. I'm looking at Romans 9. Verse 30, the Gentiles did not strive for righteousness. They have attained it. That is the righteousness through faith. Oh, yes. In faith, we have become righteous. In faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, we become righteous. Yes, that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, is Lord, and he's been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. But Israel, who did strive for the righteousness through the law, that is based on the law, did not succeed in fulfilling the law. They did not succeed in fulfilling the law. Why? Why not? Because they did not strive for it on the basis of faith, but as it were based on works, keeping the law. I tell you, the law does not change anybody. The law does not change anybody. I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments. I'm talking about the hundreds of laws that Israel would read and say that she had to keep them. And she thought she became righteous by perfectly keeping the law. But you know, I'm thinking of Paul. He was righteous in his own sight, but not righteous at all. When the glory of God came upon him on the Damascus Road, "I am Jesus, whom you persecute." Oh, yes. And the glory of God was all around him, in him, through him. Changed his life from putting people in jail, or even killing people. Changed his life to proclaim Jesus as Lord. Oh, yes. Has your life been changed? Has your life been changed by the grace of God? We cannot change ourselves. I can't change myself. I cannot change any part of me. I need the grace of God. I need the grace of God. The Jews have stumbled over the stumbling stone. Who is the stumbling stone? Jesus Christ the Lord. They stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone that will make my people stumble, a rock that will make them fall. And whoever believes in him," Jesus, "will not be put to shame." Do you believe in Jesus? Have you had a born-again experience? I tell you, we call it in church second conversion, but it's the same as a born-again experience. And after the born-again experience, our second conversion, there's more. There's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where we come and experience the power of God working through our hands and through our ministry. Oh, yes. Just the other day, this beautiful lady who comes to talk to me at church, her name is Mary. Just the other day, she had a backache. And I prayed very softly that she would be healed. And guess what? Mary was healed. Oh, yes. It's all the power of God. It's all the power of Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with me. I only do the praying, but God does the moving in the Spirit. I want you all to pray for me today at 1 o'clock, because I'm coming to pray for a woman who has cancer. Pray for me that God heal her. She's a young woman. She's a young woman. She needs healing. Pray for me that God used me. Chapter 10 of Romans. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them, the Jews, is that they may be saved. My heart's desire and prayer for the Jews, that they may be saved. Paul suffered because they were not accepting Jesus and giving him their lives. I can testify that they have a zeal for God, but it is not enlightened, for being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own righteousness, they have not submitted to God's righteousness, for Christ is the end of the law. The Jewish people thought that they were righteous by keeping the law, but that's not right. It's not real. It's not true. The righteousness comes from believing in Jesus Christ, giving him our lives and surrendering to him. That's when the righteousness comes. For the righteousness is not faith, it's not based on the law, but on faith in Jesus Christ. For Christ is the end of the law. He is the fulfillment of the law. He is the fulfillment of the prophets. This is real. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law and fulfillment of the prophets. For Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Who believes what? That Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the Anointed One. Oh yes, that we believe that he's the Son of God and he's the Anointed One, he's the Messiah. That changes people's lives. That's the experience that changes people's lives. That's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember being in Florida many years ago, and I asked the children that I was preaching to, what is the gospel? And they were stumped. I said, it's that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead. And one young man said, that's the Paschal mystery. I said, yes, it's the Paschal mystery, but it's also the gospel. Oh, yes. The gospel has content. Jesus Christ has died for me. Jesus Christ was buried for me. Jesus Christ rose from the dead for me. Chapter 10, verse 5. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? Who is to bring Christ down? Or who will descend into the abyss? That is, bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. The word is near you. He is the word made flesh. He is the word of God. He always was with God before the beginning. Oh yes, he always was with God as the word before the beginning. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, can you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord? Jesus, you are Lord, my Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Do you believe that the Father raised Christ Jesus from the dead on the third day? Oh, yes, that's the gospel. That's the gospel. That we believe in our hearts that he is Lord, and we believe in our hearts that he was raised from the dead. I tell you, that's what changes people's lives, the simple gospel. But not too many preach the gospel. Not too many preach the gospel. We pray that God would raise up people to proclaim the word of God to people, for we are a hungry people needing to hear God's word. God's word. I tell you, at St. John the Baptist, the word of God is preached by Father Matt and Father Joe. Oh, yes, it is preached, and I know it's preached because I listen to them. I listen to them when they speak, and they always have something good to say from the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. Do you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead? Do it right now. Jesus, you are my Lord, and I believe you've been raised from the dead. Amen. The scripture says no one who believes him will be put to shame. No one who believes in Jesus will be put to shame. It does not say they will not be persecuted. We have persecution going out in this world, in Africa, in Asia, in other places. I told you so many times, in 10 years, 900,000 Christians died for the sake of Jesus Christ. No one who believes in him will be put to shame. Do you believe in Jesus? Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. I tell you, there is one great man, the head, Jesus, and Jew and Greek form the great man, both together. The same Lord is Lord of Jew and Greek, and is generous to all who call upon him. We hear in Acts 2, those who call upon the Lord shall be saved. Oh yes, those who call upon the Lord shall be saved. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. Let's listen to the 14th verse. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? I've been sent by Jesus, and I've been sent by the church to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel. Do you have beautiful feet? When I had people in the congregation, I would often bless their shoes, that they would go only to the places that God wants them to go. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all have obeyed the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Lord, who has believed our message? Listen to this. So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of God, through Christ himself. I tell you, that's why we need people to preach the gospel, because people never have heard it. They've never heard it, so many people. How sad that preachers, Protestant and Catholic and Orthodox, they have preached the word of God but not preached it at all. They think they're preaching the word of God. But you see, the word of God is that he is Lord, and he has been raised from the dead. He is Lord, and he died for us, was buried for us, and rose from the dead for us. That's the message. And what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth. That's the apostles. Their voice has gone out to all the earth. I tell you today, the voice of evangelicals, Father Tom is an evangelical. Father Tom is a Pentecostal. Father Tom is a Roman Catholic. Oh, yes. The voice of people proclaiming Jesus throughout the world. Their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. I asked, did Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. That's the Gentiles. Moses proclaimed that. And with a foolish nation, I will make you angry. Then Isaiah is so bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. The Gentiles did not seek God. They knew nothing of God. They were pagans until they gave their life to Jesus Christ through the proclamation of the gospel. Oh, yes. through the proclamation of the gospel. I've shown myself to those who did not ask for me, that's the Gentiles. But of Israel, he says, all day long I have held my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. O God, you love the Jews. O God, your son became a Jewish man, a Jewish love, a Jewish Lord. He's God. As your son became Jewish on the earth. And I ask you that through the power of the Jewish Jesus, you would pour out your spirit upon the Jewish people so that they would accept the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they would give their life to Jesus, that their lives would be changed. Oh, yes, I pray for the Jewish people. I always am on the radio knowing that the gospel is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And I know that Jewish people listen to me. So become Christian, closet Christian if you have to, but become Christian. Give him your life. Surrender to him. Let him have everything that you are and everything that you have. Chapter 11. I ask then, has God rejected the Jews, his people? Has he rejected them? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. In other words, I'm a Jew. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your people. They have demolished your altars. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life. Poor Elijah. But you know what? He was wrong. But what is the divine reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace, a remnant of the Jews chosen by grace. Oh yes, but one day, the end of the Gentiles will come, and the Jews will come into the kingdom. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of the works of the law. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. Grace would no longer be grace. What then? Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. The elect obtained it, but the rest were hardened, as it is written. I tell you, I want the Jews to be saved. I want the Catholics to be saved. I want everyone who hears my voice to be saved. I want you to be saved. God has a plan for you. God loves you. Jesus gave his life for you. Our Lord Jesus rose from the dead for you. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's what I do. The only thing I can do is proclaim and ask God to use me as he pours out his spirit upon me so that I can preach the word of God, so that people will listen and be changed. Oh, yes, and be changed. One person said to me, when you prayed over me, I experienced heaven. He experienced the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. She says, I want to go to heaven now. I want more of that. I said, not now. Not now. Just keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I tell you, God wants to use your voice to convert people. Yes, even you, telling people about Jesus and telling Jesus about people. God wants to use you. I ask you to pray for me, that he would use me more, because so many people are in need of salvation, and salvation comes from the Word of God, believing that Christ is Lord and raised from the dead. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.